Welcome everybody to the Paper and Plastic Show. My name is Usman Hamid. You are in the Ocean Ridge Studios. This is a brand new show that we're doing to, guess what? Talk about the paper and plastic industry. So the name is very simple. We thought we want to make it simple. We want to make it insightful. We want to make it fun. And we want to finally represent our industry. You have podcasts about gaming. You have podcasts about technology. You have podcasts about software. Every single field. But the paper and plastic industry is only a few handful of people doing this stuff, making content to make our industry cool. We are the backbone of our society, I would argue. Imagine for 1 second that your garbage or recycling didn't get picked up for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. What's going to happen? After 4 weeks, the neighborhood would be, it would stink. You would be upset. Your family would be upset. It's extremely important what we do, and we want to make sure that the world knows that as well. We want to market it out there. We want to get it out there. That's what this podcast is for. The goal is to make content, to make marketing and recycling cool, and we want to bring you all along for the ride and give you some business tips about recycling, about the paper industry, about the plastic industry. Just talk about our industry. Our goal is to get a few guests on here in the next episode to come and just see where it goes. So, Jazzy, you ready for this, brother?
Yes, sir.
Episode one, we have Sundas here. She's going to be here. Our marketing team is here. We're ready to go. So let's dive right in. Let's go straight with what's happening in our industry. Mergers are scary sometimes. You hear about mergers and you're like, oh. Imagine like Coca-Cola bought Pepsi. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? But right now, there's a pretty big merger that happened in the paper industry. So Imperial Dade, everybody knows Imperial Dade. They expanded and they bought another distributor called the Browner Paper Company in Houston. And this is a merger that brings together two companies that have really good fundamental bases. They have exceptional customer service. They're distributors in the food services industries. And it's a scary time. But I really feel that these mergers are not always a bad thing. They have their positives as well. Because at the end of the day, you're able to bring two fantastic companies that have two fantastic resources and provide even more exceptional customer service. Of course, it does mean that there's less competition, and it's always a tough thing because you have a lot of these mills. At the mill level, I'm not sure because there's a lot of mills who have combined together, and now it feels like at some point there'll just be one paper mill, which is scary. But that said, it's like this merger I'm actually excited about because both of these companies, Bronner's been around since 1946, and Imperial Dade is an amazing company, and I feel that now they have over 120,000 customers across North America. So distributors coming together, it just makes life easier because at the end of the day, we can now have faster service. We can provide a better quality, a better care. It's not always a scary thing. I feel that. But at the same time, it is a small company goes away. Okay, so now let's go to the next part of our show, which is kind of cool. So we found this really cool clip that we want to share with you. So recycling isn't always about what we do in Canada or in the United States. You know, there's a lot more to recycling and reuse all over the world. And at Ocean Ridge, we pride ourselves for finding creative solutions and finding unique ways to reuse and reduce paper and plastic. Because typically what happens is you get paper and there are people that have only two ideas. Either you can reuse it, which means it can be like you just use it in the office multiple times. Maybe you flip it over, reuse it again. Or you toss it in the garbage or landfill. It's either garbage or maybe if you're lucky, it goes you have a good recycling program, it goes in the blue bin and you can make new paper out of it. The mills will buy it, they'll buy SOP, they'll buy some pulp subs and they'll make new paper. But nobody thinks about, is that it or is there more opportunities? And when you go overseas, particularly, I mean, if you're from North America and we're from North America, if you go overseas, that's when you find out there's so many creative ways to reduce and reuse paper. So like I always give the example. So I'm from Pakistan. And in Pakistan, something that's really unique is that if you go to any food vendors or food stands, what they'll do is they'll have these yellow page type books on their food stand. And they'll get some chickpeas, they'll warm them up, they'll toast them, and they'll rip a page out, make a little funnel, and they'll pop their chickpeas inside, and they'll give the chickpeas to the people. And this is very common. So like in Pakistan, this is a very common thing. Anybody from Pakistan, they'll know that's what it is. But anybody in North America, a yellow page book, the only thing that can happen is landfill, or maybe a mill will recycle it. So that's where this video comes in, where I found this really cool video. I think it's from Brazil, because there's a Brazilian flag on it, on a jar, so I assume it's in Brazil. So let's play this video, and let's see what it's about. So, okay, so she gets that bottle, and She washes it. So this is like a plastic bottle, PET bottle, looks like. And if you look, there's like a small blade where she cuts it. And all of a sudden, she's tying it onto this fishing rod? Maybe fishing rod? I don't know. Fishing string? I can't tell. Okay. Boom. Boom. It's just spinning. It's just spinning. Look at that. And this bottle, that, you know, like any one of us, if you were thinking about recycling, the first thing we think about is, oh, it has to be melted down and all you can do is make granules out of it. But this woman, that's amazing. I'm going to totally butcher the name, but Arta Petra. I don't know if that's in her name or if that's a city, but kudos to you, man. That's so she's making string out of plastic bottles. Maybe it's a new fishing string or whatever it's going to be, but that's a hack. And that's what we got to do. We got to find more creative ways to reuse our resources because there's limited resources. And if you're always thinking about, hey, landfill, you know, is option one and option two is recycling, or option one is recycling and option two is landfill, this is what it is. You know, like reusing is that key part of the cycle that sometimes is not discussed enough. We always talk about recycle and always talk about trash, but not enough about reuse. That's amazing. Kudos to you. Yeah, thumbs up to you as well. So check it out, guys. Check it out on TikTok. That's amazing. And I think that reuse portion of it is actually missing in our whole like industry. I know. I mean, I get it. If you're a paper mill, you want to make new paper. I get it. If you're a plastic company, you want to make new plastic. But like when it trickles down, why don't we reuse that material until it dies? Like until it has many use cases, right? Until it dies. That's cool, guys. Good find. I like that. So we'll do that every week and we'll react to some of these videos. All right. Facts segment. Paper and plastic. We're in the paper plastic industry. We are super essential. The most essential industry in the world. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it with my chest. We are the most essential industry in the world. But that said, so this is a kind of a cool fact that, you know, not a lot of people know about. Every single day you use toilet paper. But did you know that the toilet paper production is very water intensive? Scientific American reported that making a single roll of toilet paper takes an estimated 37 gallons of water. And Americans use over 36 billion rolls of toilet paper annually. So if you do the math on that, each roll of toilet paper takes 37 gallons of water to use and to make, right? So it comes down to, even when you're using your TP, be careful. Don't just roll the whole thing off. Just take a couple rolls and use it, because that's, how much is 37 gallons in liters, guys? Can someone search that for me? Like 37 gallons of water. It's just all these units. We have metric tons and short tons and pounds, and everybody uses metric tons and like kilograms and grams, and then not America. America wants to use pounds and gallons and all these things. Are you able to find it? 37 gallons to liters? It's okay, guys. One day, I'm just going to ask ChatGPT and AI and maybe Joseph. That's it, brother. That's it. There goes your job. Just got an AI robot to just handle the camera. 140? Yeah. 140 liters, guys. It takes 140 liters of water to make a single roll of toilet paper. That is wild. So there's another reason why we have to reuse, because that same notion goes to the plastic bottles. How much is that?
4 liters.
That's 4 liters? Mm-hmm. All right. That's 4 liters, guys. Okay, that's... Imagine, I don't know, 100, 140, whatever times that is. The math isn't great. I haven't had lunch yet. All right. So point stands that, look, that's so much resources being used to create some paper. And that same rule applies to plastic. Or it applies to your paper bottles. So your plastic bottles. It applies to that lady who just made the string out of plastic bottles. That's cool. You spend the resources to make it. One person drinks it. In 30 minutes, it's trash. How terrible, right? How terrible is that? That all that resource in 30 minutes is gone. Maybe 10 minutes that you drink your water, boom, gone. If we can reuse and find creative ways to use material, not just is it great for the environment, it's actually good money. And we'll get to that in episode 2. So anyways, guys, some general advice to talk about to close the show is that we are a paper and plastic company. You know, typically you think about that, you think about, hey, these guys probably sell paper. You know, The Office, like we're The Office, but for plastic too. And typically, you want to see us, a typical paper plastic company or recycling company, making a podcast, making these videos, but we want to make our industry cool. We want to make our industry cool. We want us, the people, the young people, to be like, I want to work for the paper and plastic industry because it is an essential business. It is an essential business and it's an essential industry. And it's something that I think I encourage everybody in our industry. Hey, guys, make content. Tell the people what you're doing. If you're working a MRF, if you're working a recycling plant, if you're making granules or you're creating new paper bags or plastic bags, show the people what you do because they need to realize we are an essential business. We are the backbone of our civilization, and that needs to be documented. Hopefully, many more episodes to come. This is episode uno, episode one, and we're going to be coming back. Jazz is coming back. Sudis is going to be back. Is that Instagram Live? We'll be on Instagram Live. Maybe we'll be on other platforms, and hopefully, we're going to make this a regular thing. See you guys soon. Take care, and see you in episode two.